something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Yeah.
Nick Allen, Josh Wolf joins us tomorrow, next couple of days, but then Nick will be here today. Download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Craig's in the house.
Yeah. It was on this date in 2004.
That's 5 years ago, Todd.
Yeah.
Took you a minute, though.
I know. I couldn't
carry the one. I skipped a decade.
Yeah.
I omitted a decade.
Time warp.
I kind of forget that last decade, too. It's weird because when I hear 2006, I think, oh, yeah, it was yesterday.
Well, besides the age of your kids, not much has changed.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, for you two.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Sitting in the same damn seat.
That's right. Believe me.
Taking the same damn nap. Right.
It was our former boss, who lives in Milwaukee now, he landed to visit his daughter, still lives somewhere in Nebraska. And he landed, what I'm talking about here. He landed and he turned on the radio. And he was driving through the city to go outstate Nebraska to visit his daughter. And he said, as soon as he turned it on, he heard something where I say something pretty horrible, and Todd says something pretty horrible back. And he said, good thing to know something's never changed. And this is a guy that was in charge of us for 20 years, right, by the way, right. And made money off of us and also had to deal with us and blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's still that hamster wheel wax, man.
Oh, man. That's right.
Dick jokes pay the bills. That's a good point. I just relate everything to how my kids are, how old they are now, exactly, because they're still at the house.
Yeah, that's kind of my frame of reference anymore, too.
Yeah. I go off Super Bowl, so we can see how lives have been a little different.
See, now, I don't have that point of reference anymore, Petey. There was a time where I could rattle off who played in what Super Bowl because of where I live. You know, I would remember, we had a Super Bowl party at this bar, and I was living in, let's say, Portland.
Right.
So, but Petey's right, though. In that situation, in the past so many years, since the mid-2000s, Petey said, a divorce, some other things happening in life.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
Yeah, I've been in the same house and the kids, so we've, everybody's got a little different perspective on time, obviously.
Yeah, then when I moved here, my point of reference was, where I was living.
Right.
I lived in about seven different places.
Yeah, but even that's going away now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's been...
I've lived in the same house for quite some time now.
In the last 10 years, you talk about kids' age is changing. Mine's gone from non-existent to 10.
Right.
So that's been a big 10 years.
Right.
On this date in 2004, a Michelle Bachmann birthday for Old Dirty Bastard.
ODB.
Oh.
Collapsed and died in a New York recording studio at the age of 35.
Happy birthday!
God, that was young. What was that from?
Drugs. Cocaine and painkillers.
Yep. In the morning.
So you can't do that, huh?
Nope. You do one or the other.
Yeah.
One or the other, but don't do them together.
Sometimes they
don't. Cocaine was the painkiller. I don't get that.
They don't interact well.
That's what it was, the painkiller.
Well, it might have been on like the scissor cocaine or something.
That's true.
Like that.
Yeah.
A lot of people
think,
painkiller. Well, if this drug
feels
is good,
let's pop another one on there.
Then two or three, got to be just that much better.
No, says one, take two.
Just mix it with alcohol, nothing else.
I just grind it up and dissolve it right into your alcohol.
Dr. Media will tell you that. If you're going to do drugs, just mix it with alcohol. Don't mix anything else.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Recreational.
Sometimes you got to mix in a little marijuana to even things out.
Well, that should be your drug then, marijuana to an alcohol.
Well, usually it's marijuana, cocaine, and alcohol.
This is all going to lead.
Three things.
Yeah. This is all going to lead to another text that starts with Jesus effing Christ.
Yeah. Don't
stop it.
Yeah, but do blow.
I love that clip.
It is an excellent clip. I hope you love it because you're going to hear it a lot.
I don't agree with it. But I love it.
Yeah.
She sounds great.
Yeah.
A bug is causing Facebook to access iPhone cameras as users scroll through the news feed.
Good thing you don't masturbate to the news feed then, right?
You don't.
Depends on what you follow.
Right. There's some stuff that's worthy on the news feed.
All right.
They acknowledged the bug yesterday, say that they are sending a fix for the problem to Apple. A Facebook spokesman says there's no evidence of any photos or videos being uploaded because of the bug, but still look out for it.
And then they followed up with, and please buy one of our cameras that the Muppets are trying to sell you.
Right, right.
We swear it won't be on when we say it's not on.
Right.
How much do you think they're really spying on us? Like your dad's got that Alexa. You think Alexa's always listening?
Well, I know in my dad, you're not hearing much in the house.
Yeah. Him snoring every
time. Now, my sister, you know, my older sister lives with him too, so she might talk a little bit around that. But
she can get loud.
Yeah, she can.
Craig. Well played.
Yeah, Craig.
Turned she on that one center straight over the outfield wall.
She knows how to keep it down, too, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm sure she loves that.
That's not the one that listens. Well, oh. I tell you, she would if she's around the house, because Dad will listen to the Alexa on the show.
Oh, man.
He listens to the show on the Alexa. Yeah.
Sorry, Ed.
Yeah. No, you don't care. You don't care.
Yeah. I'm sure he finds it amusing.
Three grown daughters. He's heard it all, man. He's heard
it all. They just said about you. Hey.
That's why I got away with a lot of things. He had three daughters. Believe me. That's why I got away with a lot.
Well, that and you were last in line, weren't
you? No, not last, but I was third, but still, I was the only boy, so, you know.
They were just broken by that point. Yeah. They didn't care.
You know, you got to worry about one penis compared to like 1,000 penises.
More and more kids, but you'd let more stuff go.
That's a little bit, that's true, too. That's true, too.
You become less protective.
Yeah,
my wife was the third in line, and to hear her say it, she got away with everything, because they just didn't care by that point. Right.
I don't know how much they're spying on us, but you know,
I keep reading that you should.
I know if you're in public, you know damn well the camera's on you somewhere.
Yeah, cover up your camera on your computer monitor.
You should do that because you tug it looking at it.
I keep reading that your smart TV is spying on you.
But what sort of info? I mean, what is it really getting?
Yeah, just what?
Well, marketing info.
Your marketing info. That's why you will see.
Yeah, but like. How does it hear me eating?
I don't know.
Banana cereal or something?
I don't know. I just know. I remember the only thing I've seen recently with me. I remember we went and visited South Dakota State, so I Googled the campus, what South Dakota State looked like,
Brighter.
And now I'm getting these ads for their gear.
Oh, just like that.
That's it.
Right.
So that was pretty obvious. I could at least go.
Right.
I see the direct lineal thing,
but tip
I get
for tap,
all this gear. I get all this Jack's gear. You want this? You want this?
Right. Because you went to Google.
Because I Googled, South Dakota State, and once again, it basically just said, "Here, you want to buy this hat?" And I don't care, because that stuff works actually.
It's fine.
And I didn't buy anything, so I meant.
Yeah, but you're actually interested in that. You probably looked at it.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I doesn't try to sell me a fleshlight because I went to YouPorn.
Yet.
No, it doesn't.
No, because Facebook probably doesn't advertise fleshlights. You can't even see nudity on Facebook. You know what I mean?
I don't even use Google that much anymore. I go to alternative search engines.
Ask Jeeves.
I think they're Ask Jeeves, Alta Vista.
Oh, you're getting paranoid, huh?
All those.
Okay.
No, I see fewer ads when I don't use Google.
So you use Bing?
No, there's one called DuckDuckGo.
Okay.
Goose!
Oh, there it is.
There it is. You can't do that, Todd. And the goose is on the table. You guys heard it coming, didn't you?
I did.
So any mention of any waterfowl.
You said duck, goose. Goose. That's the game.
Duck, go.
I know, but goose is the game.
Goose should follow.
Yes. But how do you get duck, go? Do you type it in Google?
You type in duckduckgo.com, and then the search bar comes up.
Oh, are they as good as Google?
And then you were, it'll take you everywhere the Google will take you.
All right. Hmm.
Will it take me to Google?
The way they make money is to spy on you and to show you ads. So DuckDuckGo, Goose, is going to, I can't do it myself, is going to have to start selling ads, and they're going to know,
I don't know how they monetize their existence, but, there was something.
That part doesn't bother me. I think the part that bothers me is if something is staring at you and recording you in your own house by yourself, I think that is invasion.
See, that's why I look at those commercials with the Muppets, those cameras from Portal, and from Facebook, then I go, No, that thing's going to be on when I think it's off.
Now, that's not just a babysitter camera. You turn it on and show you your babysitter's not beating your kids.
The commercials for...
I haven't seen it yet. What is it now?
It's called Portal by Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's a camera that you put on top of your smart TV, and then you can video call right through your TV.
Got it.
To other people who have these.
Right.
And I just look at that and I go, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be spying on me all night.
You'd have to tape that over every time you wouldn't use it, and you wouldn't do that. You'd forget about it, right?
Yeah, you'd be too lazy.
Right.
Or just skip your mind.
Plus, even if you tape over, they're going to hear.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All the applause.
Yeah, let's say that.
The one-handed clap there.
Because we all fap that loudly.
Yeah.
Well, if everything's quiet, they're going to hear that.
Well, sometimes you got to get aggressive.
Yeah.
I like Furious. Todd's sound effect better.
Yeah. That's a better one. That's more accurate.
Yeah, it is more accurate.
This is more moist.
Right. Because I'm actually fapping when I do that. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that's why I have to turn
I
away.
Look over
that's
there
why Craig likes it
every
better.
Time.
Well, one of the reasons.
Because he demonstrates it every time. That's not his mouth he's doing that with.
DuckDuckGo is an anonymous search engine.
Yeah.
The search engine that does not track you.
Oh, there you go.
A lot of the others.
Until now.
Yeah, I'm curious how they make their money, though.
The search engine that says they don't track you.
Yeah, that's a whole theme right now in Silicon Valley.
By lying to you.
Yeah. It's a whole theme on Silicon Valley. Everything they put out there, they want to track people, and he doesn't want to sell stuff, but everybody keeps offering him more money to collect information, because that's how they make money.
Right. You're under the assumption anytime you're on a computer, people are mining your data.
Right.
Last night.
It's a good thing that we just say on the air what we search for.
Yeah.
Because you caught me looking at porn. I said it a million times over the years on the radio. So, well, you caught me.
Hey.
We just say it.
It's just a bit, honey.
Yeah, it's already out there.
Yeah.
When it comes to us.
Yeah, that's
so I don't think it would surprise anybody.
Anybody, no.
We mentioned that Frasier will be a new Frasier. It's going to be coming out next summer.
Really?
Yeah.
You did?
No, did we?
No,
I don't think so.
I love Frasier, man.
Yeah.
The show?
Yeah.
The old man's dead.
A limited series engagement, that type of thing?
Not sure.
What is it?
Original cast?
Yeah.
Except
Kelsey Grammer says it's coming out next summer.
Oh, I can't wait. The old man's dead.
Yeah, that's right.
So is a dog.
Thank you. Yeah. What's her face? I just saw on a...
Jane
Leeds? She's a serious character on one of the CSIs or something like that.
Is that her name? Jane
Leeds? FBI. It was just on in the background.
Or Lilith.
Yeah.
Oh. Lilith or?
No, Jane.
Okay.
But they're both alive. Both those girls are still around. And I just saw the sports guy, too, in a movie.
Mad Dog.
Yeah, Mad Dog. Yeah.
What was her character's name on? Was she Daphne?
Daphne, right. Okay. Yeah.
Jane Leaves is on the show called The Resident.
Yeah, that was it. She's a serious character.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a doctor show. My wife had on one night. I watched it.
Ugh. I bet that was entertaining.
Well, it's typical hospital drama, you know, they're all the same. Yeah.
It's a collective, That's horrible.
But see, that's
a hospital show.
That's Daphne.
Yeah,
that's Daphne.
Well, that's a new concept, a hospital show.
Yeah, it is. Right. Brand new. Any word on that, Puss? The new Frasier?
No, I haven't read anything.
Okay. I mean, did you Google that?
I'm looking at her IMDb.
Askgoose.com or something like that.
He was on an interview with Graham Bensinger. In depth with Graham Bensinger. And they're working out network deals.
That's
or
one of my top
right
top sitcoms of all time. I love that show.
Frasier, really?
Yeah, easily.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Easily. I never ever got
into top,
that
yeah,
one.
Easily in the top 10 for me.
Wow.
Maybe even top 5.
I don't think
at least
I've
he
seen
wore
a full
headphones.
Episode.
Yeah. What was
at
that?
At least he wore headphones.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. The writing was amazing on that show.
Yeah. I bet it was smart. Yeah.
It was really smart.
I just wasn't interested
like
in sitting
it.
Down to like
yeah,
watch it.
You would like it.
I thought
you like smart TV.
His producer talked too much.
Yeah.
But that never happens in real life where the producer talks too much.
All I can see here is it says it's not going to be set in Seattle.
You get the audio?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of audio.
He moved to
here.
Chicago at the end of the series, by the way. He did.
I've got 9 seconds of him revealing details, and I think there's nothing new in this.
All right.
We've got it hatched. We've hatched the plan, what we think is the right way to go. We're sort of on standby a little bit, working out on a couple of possible network deals.
So that's where they're standing now.
Okay.
Excellent.
But it's going.
Excellent.
I done tell
you. But I got you pegged.
Takes on a whole meaning now.
It does. So I guess NBC doesn't retain the rights to that? I would think that would just be back on NBC if they would own that.
Maybe Frazier had Grammer had that much kind of pull that it was his show, you know.
Well, if they let it go.
Yeah, that's true.
They may not own it in perpetuity.
Right.
Good word.
Thank you.
I love that word. I don't know why.
New data from the FBI shows that hate crimes dropped slightly in 2018.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Why? Because they were covering many of them up?
No. Well, the black guy's not in charge anymore.
Yeah. Well, so they dropped by 55.
Yeah. Oh, 55. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It dropped down to 7,120 incidents were reported to the FBI last year.
Is there a strict definition to what is a hate crime?
If you're hating on somebody because of their race, religion, sexual orientation, that's all probably hate crimes, yeah. Right. If that's the reason you attack somebody, I think that's probably...
How about because of the sports team they root for? Because, a guy got killed at Dodger Stadium because he was a Giant fan.
Years ago,
and that should qualify as a hate crime.
A crime, typically one involving violence that is motivated by prejudice on the base of race, religion, sexual orientation, or other grounds.
Yeah.
The vast majority of incidents involved a single type of bias motivating the perpetrator.
Most are motivated
by race, ethnicity, or ancestry bias. More than 20% had to do with a religious bias, 17% sexual orientation bias.
And then you'll read, all crimes matter. You always hear that.
Oh, God.
I hate that crap.
Yeah, well, the...
All crimes matter.
Hate crime, I suppose, would be a crime of passion.
Yeah.
And page 6 out of New York, Cindy Adams reporting, as well as a lot of other people, from a bowling alley on 12th Avenue, Ant-Man Paul Rudd.
Love Paul Rudd.
Hosting his annual All-Star Bowling Benefit for SAY, an association that aids young stutterers.
A book that's in stores now. Associated Press.
Lawyers.
Guns and money.
Associated Press.
Now, did you guest speak at that and tell kids they can move on with their life and become a news on a syndicated radio show?
I didn't find out about this till too late.
Publicly. No, there have been publicly lawyers who have called me. Lawyers.
Guns and money.
I can't even listen to that song anymore.
I know, because you're not in it. I can't listen to it. I can only listen to this version
now.
When
that song comes on the radio anymore, I can't listen to it. I love that song.
Because you're in it.
So that's an inspiration, kids. You can stutter and still do news.
I assume.
On a syndicated radio program.
He was once a stutterer? And that's why this is...
No, he was in a movie, I think, where he played a stutterer, and then they
said... Felt bad.
Yeah. And he says, all right, well, I guess I'll raise money for you young stutterers.
And I really hope they didn't have a guest speaker, because you don't want to sit through the guest speaker at the stuttering benefit.
Well, the guest speaker could be the one that got over it.
Yeah, like Craig.
And learned to deal with it.
Bill Walton.
And for instance.
And your source, Craig?
Associated Press.
Got it. Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.